88.9, Mini Radio in Chattanooga from the Word to Life. 7:34, good morning. What a gorgeous start to this Wednesday, June the 28th. A reminder that this is in our final 2 days now of our fiscal year end. We closed those books on Friday. If you'd like to give a gift of support to Mini Radio so we can continue to share the hope, the message of Jesus Christ throughout the day, you can give online today at moodyradio.org/Chattanooga or call 800-400-7022. Dr. Mark Eckel joins us next. We're going to talk about mentoring this morning, the importance of having a mentor outside the home, and why that's so important to our Christian walk. That's next on Moody Radio.
Moody Radio's fiscal year comes to an end on June 30th, and the fact is, we're coming up a little bit short and could really use your help. There's an old adage that says, when God sees you doing your part, developing what He's given you, then He will do His part and open doors that no man can shut. Would you prayerfully consider helping Moody Radio finish the fiscal year strong? As a thank you, we'll send you Dr. Paul Nyquist's book, Is Just As Possible. Go to moodyradiogift.com, moodyradiogift.com.
Are you a worrier? Are you constantly anxious? Even though you know it's a sin. You try to stop worrying, but you fail. Find biblical encouragement and a practical strategy that works in How to Overcome Worry by Winfred Neely. You'll learn to use prayer as a means of grace to overcome worry. Plus, you'll discover the secret to cultivating gratitude as an antidote to worry. How to Overcome Worry. More at moodypublishers.com.
Sometimes you just need some perspective, even when things don't make sense. That's why we're here. Count on us. We're Moody Radio, from the Word to Life.
7:36, thank you for listening to 88.9 Moody Radio in Chattanooga. 59 right now in the scenic city. Temperatures today are back in the upper 80s. A little warmer today. We should stay dry. That'll be a different case for tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. As we see those temperatures, upper 80s, and that humidity back in will mean some scattered showers. Very similar-like pattern returning. Dr. Mark Eckel joins us this morning. How are you, Dr. Eckel?
Doing really well up here in Indianapolis. It's a great day here as well.
Great. We are so glad to have you with us this morning. And I invited you on this morning because I wanted to talk about mentorship and the importance of mentoring and what that looks like in the Christian walk and the importance that plays in continuing to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Let's define a mentor and what that means for us in our Christian walk.
Sure. Actually, the word is interesting. It comes from the Odyssey. Odysseus, the main character in the Odyssey, had a friend and his name was Mentor. It's actually the first time that word is ever used. And the idea of this person's life was to help his friend Odysseus actually to think. And what's really powerful about that when we transpose it into a Christian mindset is simply to look at Scripture and see things that are very, very clear to us in Scripture. Our responsibility, for instance, is the next generation, our legacy, to teach others Psalm 71, and then to encourage each other with sound doctrine, no matter who they might be, Titus 1:9. So we've been given this our opportunity to help others think properly about life from a Christian point of view.
And there's a lot of humility that comes into that, is to admitting no matter where that you are, that you want to grow, you want to take your next step in your faith walk with Jesus Christ, and if there's someone that can help you to do that. I've always heard that a good manager always the team around him will make the manager better. And that's what you want, is you want to be able to see yourself grow no matter what position you're in, no matter what you are around you. And when you find mentors that help you to grow, you've got a spirit of humility and you're moving in the right direction.
Yes, this comes to us right from the disciples themselves. I'm thinking about Mark 3 and Acts 4, where it says that they were with Jesus. In fact, in Acts chapter 4, it identifies the Pharisees and the Sadducees who were looking at these disciples and saying it was obvious that these people had been with Jesus. And to your point about humility, that's the very essence of it, that we are identifying with somebody else outside of ourselves, and obviously the one who has given us life and new life in himself, Jesus.
And Dr. Mark Eckel joining us here this morning, we're talking about being a mentor. I've shared multiple times on our morning show about one of my dearest mentors, Dr. Matt Prince in Knoxville, was able to really counsel me and guide me and teach me and work with me in so many different ways in my 20s as I was kind of starting my career in Christian radio. Dr. Prince would and I would spend hours in conversation, and he's really drilling into me God's Word and saying, Jason, this is not just reading God's Word. You've got to apply it. You've got to live it out in your life. And that mentorship that Dr. Prince gave me over those hours upon hours of counsel and time together and friendship, I've ingrained into what he taught me into my life. And I want to be able to share that with others. Dr. Echol, how can we do that? How can we have a passion that just as Dr. Prince poured into me, how can I pour that into the next generation?
Sure. So let me give just a couple of examples here. There's a really great operation, More Hope, here in Indianapolis. That's Operation More Hope with Dr. Pastor Clarence Moore at New Era Church. And what they're doing is they're bringing in adults into their church services, into their church to help young people. And they're actually working with Indianapolis Public Schools here to make that transference, not just of knowledge, but of experience and somebody, an adult coming alongside them to help these young people. But it doesn't have to be an education. It can simply be, hey, I've got a wood shop. Would you like to come learn how to use a lathe? Hey, I'm a nurse. Would you like to come shadow me as I go through my day? Whatever it is that we are given to do, whatever the gifts that God's given to us, whatever our vocation, it doesn't matter. What does matter is the spirit that we bring with us, the passion, the seeking to listen to these young people as they give us their time and their lives, and then imbibe within them this not only a spirit of Christ, but to actually work that through with whatever they might be interested in. God has given us these folks, these gifts, these opportunities to do these things, I think, which is a really, really powerful opportunity for us. So no matter who you are, no matter what you do, look for a young person that is interested in learning about whatever it is that you're interested in. Go find them and spend time with them.
It sounds like making yourself available is the first step in this, to say, look, Father, I am willing and ready. My heart is yours. Use it now. I'm going to make a step of faith. You bring the person into my life that you would have me to mentor and guide, but it's that mark of making yourself, saying, I am available. I am ready. I'm going to block out and carve out this time. Father, use me as you see fit.
Yes, this issue of time is huge. I'm reminded often of that passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul talks to the Thessalonians and he says, you know that I was a mother and a father to you. So we're talking about mentors outside the home. Here is a man who said, I have become your mother and your father. I have become that person outside the home that is going to help you to think Christianly. This is a huge opportunity for the church, no matter who you are, no matter what you do. Avail yourselves of young people. Take the time, spend the effort. They are worth it. They are the next generation.
And let's talk more on the other side of this coin. As we talk about mentoring others, let's talk about being mentored ourselves, that it's important that we have accountability, that we have someone that we can go and talk to, we can have a friendship and an openness that we can really talk about those issues we may be struggling with, those things that we can really open up about, and from a biblical perspective, have a godly person pouring into us. We have to have mentors in our lives as well.
Yes. The time that we spend with others is magnified because others have spent time with us. And so that means that, as you suggested, we need to be open to the opportunities that come our way. We find people throughout our lives that are going to be building into us. I think about the word seminary, for instance. The word seminary is a very interesting word. It simply comes from the idea of having a nursery, or literally sowing a seedbed. So when I think about this, I think about, am I willing to literally have somebody else plant seeds in a nursery setting for me? So it suggests that we have nurseries for the Christian mind, nurseries for the Christian walk, nurseries for how we are going to build up and literally grow the next generation.
Dr. Mark Echol with us this morning. And as we talk about mentorship and having that accountability and having someone that can challenge us to grow closer to Jesus Christ, Dr. Echol, that can be done in multiple settings. That can be done in a small group at church. That can be done through a friend on the golf course. You can go play some golf and spend some time in the cart between shots and really talk about Scripture and diving into God's Word. It can be taking a walk with a friend on a beautiful summer evening in the Tennessee Valley and enjoying the creation that's around us, but also taking time to dive into God's Word and to just really holding that accountability and mentoring that person. In those relaxed settings, oftentimes, is where someone really will open up to you even more.
When and where are huge questions in this regard. And that means that we have to decide when and where we are going to be with other people. You've suggested the golf course. That's absolutely true. Whatever it is that we're interested in, and we find others that are interested in the same thing, we spend time with them wherever and whenever they're available and we're available to actually do that. And again, going back to what Scripture teaches, folks see that we've been with Jesus and they want to be with us.
Let's take an action point away from this conversation this morning, how we can hold ourselves accountable and how we can find a mentor. Dr. Eccles, someone listening this morning saying, where do I start? I want to do this. I want to make this application in my life. How can they find and find a godly mentor today?
Sure. I would definitely go toward the church, obviously, pastoral folks. But beyond that, look for leaders within the church. And these leaders might be folks who don't speak very often, but you know that they have a tremendous voice in the community simply because they're a great business person or because they have a great reputation, whatever the case might be. And on the other side of that, I would say that I think the church definitely needs to look for school opportunities, specifically in the public sector, so that you might come alongside other folks and demonstrate the life of Christ within the life of your community.
Wonderful opportunities this morning. Dr. Eccles, I know your website has multiple resources about what we talked about this morning, other essays as well, and challenging reads. How can they learn more about your ministry and your work?
Sure. So you can go to warpandwoof.org. That's warpandwoof.org. And I also am the president of a nonprofit here called the Comenius Institute. That's Comenius Institute.org. And we have all kinds of opportunities there for you to read, see. There's audio there. There's a sermon. There's podcasts. There's video. All kinds of things there available for free for folks who are interested.
And we'll also put those links, if you're driving in this morning, we will make sure those are on our Facebook page later this morning with links there that Dr. Eccles mentioned, where you can listen to this interview again, you can share it, or you can find those links he's mentioning to his ministries there as well. Dr. Eccles, it is always such a privilege to have you joining us. Each time we connect through email and work out a time that you are with us, I always get excited and look forward to having you join us because you bring such wonderful insights and are able to help us and challenge us to a closer walk with Jesus Christ. So we appreciate your heart. Thank you for being with us today.
I'm grateful for the opportunity, Jason, and greetings from Indianapolis to Tennessee.